Shiva Vardhan Sanhedrin, Brother Shiva Yudhya Sadhubhay Jaitav Shaman Dal, March 19, 4 and Wednesday.
Sincerity, so Mele, the Gemeinde, they thought that's what they did. So the Gemara itself imposes the chilav on the person, even if Rav Ishmael is guided that he should not have been saved. The Ma'din itself imposes a chiyuv underneath, even if Rav Ishmael is guiding that he's innocent. He's innocent. But, so the Ba'al Ezer is a kosher. The Ba'al Ezer is a kosher of the Nochi Al-Kahari Al-Tzeri. So what did they make this thing? They sentenced him to death. So the mayor is hiding this anyway. But there is a special verse a kosher. And the special verse a kosher says, not only all the Sanhedrin feel they made a mistake, even if one member of the Sanhedrin, and the others say, no, we didn't make a mistake. So there is an obligation in combat condemn, just because of the realization of one member of the Sanhedrin that he made a mistake, to give another trial. So, but that aloche does not, it's a new chiyuv. So that aloche does not apply to Macy's Madia. Because either because of the sacrifice of Hassel or because of Holikagen. So that is Bucha. I'm leaving now. Alright. Boy, when they have Zedra and they have Shavis, have a glorious Mai. So, Mai. The thing was that. So, have a glorious Mai. Asya Vitea Vitea. The same aloha applies to the field goes also. Now we see the Sanhedrin. If the Sanhedrin first declared in higher goals, and then they realize that they're, or one of them, realize that they say they have to give another trial. And if, let's say, the Sanhedrin goes also requires Sanhedrin. It's also a question. So, if the Sanhedrin decided that he's innocent, is to be acquitted. And then if they all feel that they made a mistake, so that what he is not, once he was acquitted, he becomes nifkal gamre for that. Alright. How do you know? Because the Alfuse from this, from the Tseyakse, Hayon Malkes, Mai, so also Asya Rosh Hashanah, in other words, Malchus also has a dinner of Boshis, the whole world, except in regard to the Mir Sanhedrin. So, Rabbi Shmuel holds, even in regard to the Mir Sanhedrin, Malchus requires a dinner. And Rabbi Shmuel says now that Malchus, even though it has a dinner of Boshis, it will be all the dinner that Boshis differ from the Mormons. But it doesn't require Sanhedrin. But except for that, even Abraham made it that Malchus as a dean of the Fosches. Now, so we see that the same Aloche that applies to the Fosches, because of the Noki Tzadikotar, it's only on the basis of the new view of the Noki Tzadikotar. And they are required to give him another trial on the basis of the realization of one member of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin, that he made a mistake. Otherwise, they wouldn't have to undo. But how can we execute a person who is innocent? Kapishmai, the answer is no, he's not innocent. If the Sanhedrin sincerely decided and sentenced him to be saved, so we can't look at this, even though it was bound at this. But there is another thing to reconsider it. So in aloha applies to God. It means that God also requires Mabim. God also requires Mabim. Because if God wouldn't require Mabim, so how can we apply the aloha? In other words, that because of the expression that's a kosu, of not Hesalik Al-Kharai, so we have to give him another trial, otherwise he will be acquitted. Goles doesn't even require money. So we see from this Gemara that Goles also requires money. Now, so that's very stubborn, except that Rashi Maki says that Hiram Beis, that if a person comes to Beis and tells Beis, I just killed a person in the shop. I know no one saw it. How could it be Marty? There's no evidence. So my mother and there's a lot of people who are can be anything about it. So that's like it. So this can be in my mind in a high mother. But my brothers, so Rashi says that if he's maybe he comes to base and he's maybe if he killed the person to shade him, so Basin will tell him he killed the person to shade him. Even though there are no witnesses, you have to go to all the witnesses. Otherwise you won't have a kapor for the idea of killing the person to shade him. Now the Rashi is, and the Ritva in Marcus says the same thing. The Ritva in Marcus says the same thing. The Ritva says it at the beginning of Marcus. Now, the human base, Max, the third line, that come in the Hamine Posak with Pista like Max, nor take your shop. Okay, here I told you that in the Hatoy, I have a few Lokish Posak of Pista like House, and the Asha with Soda. Well, if you know the other, Hashemina Moshe Akadmi, you will show him Yeitzi Rasha. A meakos in Dabe, Vishnei Neodo, Shehov, Vesanevich, Yahotoa, Vishnei, Yahotoa, Vimez, Lozei, Maybe, Lozei, Maybe, Hakodish Bo, Homas, Minkun, Gecho, Zeshoa, Vimez, Kenshi, Tahas, Hasuron, Zeshoa, Vishnei, Vishuron, Vinoto, the whole. I mean, this Gemara is expressive of the concept of Hashgoche Porkis and faith. In other words, the Hashgoche has a way of manipulating that the person should be punished for his amayas. So Masnu Kunegah. In other words, there are two individuals. One individual, so I mean usually it's customary to say Rumen and Chinen, but I don't want to use Rumen and Chinen in respect to such a terrible mirso, I mean, of two human beings, so we call one X and one Y. So we won't be insulting any Rumen and Chinen. So in other words, one person X, or if you call one Peter and one George, so one person, Peter, killed a human being in Asia. But nobody is a terrible worship. So, now. And then, another person is not such a worship, but he's also a headache. He had a terrible thing, Mishayi. He killed a human being. Mishayi, terrible thing. So, but there are no aiding for the Tzicha de Mezi, and there are no aiding for the Tzicha Mishayi. So what does the Ashgocha do? The Ashgocha manipulates that Peter and George should come to the same place, and Peter, the woman who was here, the lazy, the big wash, so he somehow manages to sit under the ladder. And George, who was Nichol in Tzicha Bishayi, so he... It's manipulated by the Ashgocha that he should go down the ladder. He says, Shalom B'Shemi, Yehud B'Sulo. So George, who is highly certain in the Shabbos, now in this incident, has a. So he falls upon him and he kills Peter. So, he says, Shalom B'Mezit Ne'ar, he says, Shalom B'Shemi Yehud. So what does it do with Goles requiring Martin and Hap? So let's see what Rashi says. The Rukim and Yodi, Zeshama Akos, Kashim and Moshe Rakat Bin Mishrein Yitzera Esha, Moshe Rakat Bin Yateo, Shim Moshe Rakat Bivok, Moshe Rakat Bin Yishalayon, Yom Rin Yishrein Yitzera Esha, Veyachan Omro, Rukim and Yodi, Veyachan Bivok, Moshe Rakat Bin Lachtei, Lachtei, הרבה שהיו שניהם ראשונים, ההרג והנרע, ההרג לא יחי את גובס ונעיד גבו, והוא בגולו, והנרע לא יחי את ניסה, ונעיד גבו, ונרע. לפי כך, הוא יבוא כמו דאון שבנגיע. So he says, Here go your high goals. We need be done. We who go you go. We who go you go. The implication being, if he's going, if he reveals at the best, he comes and he confesses the best, and I kill the person, Shaykh, so then he's there. But Boaz is like Mephoshesh. It's like Mephoshesh, it's like Madin and so on. How can there be the Madin? In Mephoshesh, without any, without any. And Sarili, so the Vitro said the same thing in Dunya Mars, that they are too Mechaivi of Boaz. What the Chaivi of Boaz in the Kerasi? It's true that every image of the Torah is not has to show in the Kama. It's not a Kama discussed it in the book, and I mean that the Rosh has to show in the Kama. But the purpose of the image is in the Chaivi. Chaivi. And that's why we call it Kola Nehodim, Kola Nehodim, so they have to save people. They have to save people. So the purpose of Onshin is to have Kapor. Not to show the Kapor, but just to have Kapor. But the Kapor takes effect as a result of the execution of it. That's the Allah. The person is hiding certain Inish for a certain Avere, and once the Inish is executed, then he has Kapor. So the reason as to why he's hiring is in order that he should have kapor. But it's the mechayev who's the kersin. And then, so in the kersin is, by his image, by his business, and heaven, like regular mechoshes. But then there is another mechayev of Goros. Direct kapor. Not kapor through image, through punishment. Just kapor. Just like Korb. It's Korb and Inesh. Korb is not Inesh. Korb. So, in the Yanoim, the person comes and says, I ate Chil B'Sheyik. So, Bezin tells him, you know that you ate Chil B'Sheyik. Yam Mechuyev to be the Korb. So, God is there are two Mechayim. One Mechayim is with Yer's Inesh. One is Inesh, is actually to be his Mechayim. But the kapora is indirect, and then direct kapora. Some melee, b'teras inesh, if there is another one, we have all the alochas. If there are raiding and there's another, so some melee becomes mechuyev, you know, klapishmai is galia. That he was innocent. He was not high. But there is a chiyuv in Yoki Altare, he gave him another time. But then there is another mechayim of Boaz. B'teras kapor. Now I don't know one thing. There might be raya's for and come, but there is no real mokya for the taloch. Now the taloch is that if a ritzeach, he goes out of the mikvah, then he will have down his right to change. So the question is, this is so only in regard to the Ritzeah. In regard to the Ritzeah, that the testify before some heaven, and some heaven is being of demon with Boaz. So melee, that's the way my uncle in the Sefer, which I believe, said it. So Mele, the Mardin of Goles, hasn't it? A Mardin for me also, vis-a-vis the situation where the Ritzia goes out of the room. This is how I wrote it for me. So in other words, for that's only Shaya, if he's high Goles on the basis of Mardin, maybe. But if he's high Goles only on the basis of Kapore, and there's no Mardin, So if he stays in the army, then he has kapore. But that does not mean that if he goes out one moment from the army club and the Geladam finds him, he's allowed to kill him. So according to what I know, it says in the same way, he doesn't discuss this question. He discusses something else. But in the Kasvitsiche, it's a revolving story. So then it will follow, according to what the Bible says, that where he is gained or unequaled on the basis of his own doye. So then, the Adam has no head. But not mukha etzim. It is the way Rabbanu says. So we could say that there is a special halacha of this. If someone is a tzira b'shoyim, if he is outside Torah mikvah, so then the Adam has a right to it. Because the Rambam says that the shoyim goyim is mezid, the Giladam has a head of kill. Because he shouldn't be more homo than a Ritziach Bishayim who goes out of Lohem. But Ritziach Bishayim, as long as he's not in the court, then it's Ritziach Amamesh to kill him by the Giladam. But what she called Mezi has no Kapore for him to court, because he's a Bira, he's good to have him in the same to have a Kapore for him to court. So maybe the Giladam can kill him. Even though we call it control. Okay, Bob, me hilches, you see, I'm sure it's a fish, halach a dalet, me halach a, yei shir dishgoro, in Hogan to Adam, in the Dummy, in the Hill, moving the Hill with Adam. So, from the Rambam, he mentions the Alchem, it's not the Alchusi Alchem. It's pretty logical. So he says, so the Rambam says, just the Alchem of Lodge, he, the Adam, is not considered a Ritziach. When he kills, is a Ritziach. She managed once the Ritziach. Walked out of the school of the Omicron, of course, in the Omicron, not because the Omicron is still disease. So that's commonly a common if somebody is really called amazing, well, Omicron cannot be killed. So if the Giladam kills him, so he has, so it's not considered a disease. Same thing. No, from that question, Rambam, it's much more difficult not like Rambam. Because according to Rambam, the reason is why the Giladam has a heter to kill the Tziach who walks out of the Omnitro is because the Gmardin itself, the Gmardin of Gores, has in it a chiyuv niseh to the Giladam the moment he walks out. That's only Shayach when there's a Madi, but she called him Mezi. There is no Madi, so Mele for Boles. So why is it Chayim Mizek to Adam? So we see it's not based upon the Madi. It's not based upon the Madi. But, in other words, every Ritzia, even a Ritzia Bishgo, is Chayim Mizek to Adam. It's not Chayim Mizek to the whole world. But relative to the Giladam, he has a thing with this. But the Tziyah Mishlomo, if the Omikron is killing this, yes, if he hadn't been in Tziyah. But when he walks out, so then there is no Tziyah. So then there is no Tziyah. Some Mele, the Giladam is a Tziyah in the Giladam. I mean, sorry. So no Tziyah on the contrary. So the Giladam has a head there, has a head of the killing. But she called him Mezi, so the same halacha applies in any place, because the Omnicrot cannot be killed here. So whether the Giladam killed him or Omnicrot or in any other city, so Mele is still in the dump. So Mele should follow that even when somebody is a Tzeach, let's say Ishgoro, and I know it, no money. Or let's say there's Manazek. There's no Mabin. But he killed the person we shame him, then he's Chayiv Nisek to the Giladam. Except if he goes to the Omnicrot, so the Omnicrot is still this. But if he goes out of the tomb of the Omnicrot, so then Right. So then he's mafir. He said that. So that comes even with Nazir. Get a locher. Will it fly? Simon Alfred. Will it fly? And the first Simon of the Mishnah says that the heter of the Adam applies even with Nazir. Heter of the Adam. I think the Messias is held. But the Tumim says that even with Nazir. All right. The Nazir of the Chayivon, the גושתו עבידה לא שעשתו כמאים בי אבותו עבידה לא שעשתו כמאים בי סיר צ'רי ברעב So in regard to Nifoshes we have a halacha that if the Sanhedrin acquitted the person and then they find out they made a mistake so they are not they cannot sentence because of the halacha of the tzaddik out of her. So when is it so only the Dabar Hashem has to be made? So the Dabar Hashem has to be made. So Zil Chil Birab. Now, what does it mean? In other words, if something is even is looking at me, that means we don't have to have recourse to any Rondes, to any Allah, to any Shinsina, to any Roshe of people in which I can brush is there. But just on the basis of the literal meaning, of the person. So a little meaning of the person, so he's high. He's high. And what's the raya yada on the basis of the little meaning of the person he's high? The fact that he's teaching who rejected the Torah Shabbat Peh, he didn't believe the Torah Shabbat Peh, and he only accepted the Torah Shabbat Saab, even they agreed to this being the Torah Shabbat Peh. Why is it so? I mean, They agree because this is so on the basis of the plain connotation of the psuki in the Torah Shabbat. So in other words, what's the pshat? Avotor and Rosh Hashanah in the Yimei, Zil Tchulim Rabo, after all, go to the Cheda, and then you'll see, I mean, that they made mistake. So what's the pshat? In other words, because the whole Aloha in Masir and Mechibo is based upon the concept that once the Sanhedrin acquits a person, he becomes one. You know, Kadosh Shvayi is Galilee, that the main mistake, he becomes one. And on the contrary, that we'll see from Philippian ministers, that once the Sanhedrin sentences him, he becomes the fool. Even though Apishmai is guided and the main is there. So that is Shaya, if it's not in the Lopashim. But if it is such in the Lopashim, that even the Tzduki, who do not accept the Tershma, also agree with that deed, so there is such a mistake in the traditional Mikhah, so they are the fact that they are put in the Tatari, and the fact that the sentence there doesn't defy him. If the agreeing and the sentencing was grounded in sin. But the question is, how is it that here are these arguments process? So the criteria is the Rosh Hashanah maybe they are not committed. So the same tradition between the Mormonists. Now the Mormonists, the Mishnah. The Mishnah prayer says, Dona Sadin Zika Zachaya Prayer Zataka, Tina Zataya Prayer Zatomo, Mashiosos and Shalmodis. Why Mashiosos? Because the Magin itself is the Chalak of the moment. So the Gemara makes a distinction between Tor Bishit Radas and Tor Bidva Mishnah. When do we say Tor Mashiosos? Because the Magin itself establishes the Chil. Even though it was found in his end, that's only the Torahs was the Shkadas. But if the Torahs was the Baal Mishneh, so then the Gmaldi doesn't accomplish anything if it was erroneous. So, here we have a different criteria. Torah Baal Mishneh is not the same criterion as as the Rosh Hashanah today. Rosh Hashanah today means we don't have that recourse to the Torah out there altogether. But Tokit Amishna means, even though the Tokit Amat made, but you have that recourse to real wonders, to our Mishna, to your official prayer, to impression them. So, any Aloha mentioned by Tamil and Amela and Rishim, say by Goyim, by Rishim, that some say, even a deal that is mentioned by the Shah, the Taz, as long as no one is here, can the Shah and the Taz, has a deal of Tokit Amishna. Even though, these are things that is looking at certainly not there, is looking to reject the whole person of pay. So how is it that there is one criteria in the poshes of the poshu and one a different criterion in the man? Twice itself. Here the criterion is Tobi Lamish. That means such an open mistake that the Gmabin cannot be hired, because the mistake is open, obvious, you see. It doesn't involve any oneness to realize the main mistake. So only if it's a Torah, it's Bishiva Das. What does Torah Bishiva Das mean? Torah Bishiva Das means, Mahrech is Amorim Mamahoyim. Mahrech is Amorim Mamahoyim. And the meaning is the practices by the Yomim throughout the generations, to pass like one time. So there we say, even though we mistake, but since they were sincere in the mistake, so the Gmardin imposes a chiyuv upon me. Why? Because even though he made a mistake, but since he did, it was based on the opinion of one time, let's say, of a tar, even though the halacha is like a makim, not like a tar. Some melee, it's either they will be very kimchai, or if we have machlege for shame, so too we pass like Rambam, we pass like Hesed. But the Rambam Shittit is also in the very kimchai. So it's not such a mistake, it's a lower degree mistake, because what he said is true, but we might say it cannot be acted out. That's the criterion in the process. But in the process we have another criteria. That even if it is told, as long as it's not told in the plain meaning of the process, in Chumash, so in Mele, the Mardin cannot be Mechayek and the Roy of Tur cannot be quick. Why is there a different criteria? We should have the same criteria of Tov the Rosh Hashanah Mayim Bey, even Mamnes, or Tov the Bamishne, even if Rosh Hashanah, why do we have different criteria? So I feel I didn't see that anybody is discussing. In other words, you see, there is a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Mamnes. Because in Rosh Hashanah, even when inspired, so the field is not, it does not take effect until the Sabbath is given to you. Let's say, suppose someone will do the Amidah. So he's hiding, but until the Sahaba is given to him, he is not hiding. And it's a Kalachayna. He by Knosses, so the Allah is, the field is only Nidmeh. The field is Nidmeh of the Amidah. So in Proshes, certainly, in Proshes, in Malkes, certainly, and that's in the Mori Makes, in the Mori Makes, in 280, said, that a certain person is Chayyim, and then two other Yehudim, and then two other Yehudim come and mazel them before the Nidim was Nidim Abinu Nisim. And then other Yehudim, another Chayyim, comes and says that while the original Aiden were perjured, I mean they testified falsely, but they saw the same thing that he was in Abuzore even a week before the alleged Abuzore by Yizum. So the halacha is, they should not get himself Lashon Shamayim, because after all he was there. So the Baisin Maki says no, they are higher than Yishchazan. Because even though it turns out that they had already been Mechuyev Nisei, But at the time when the Ibi, the Mizuni, the Cheka testified, it was not Umma Dines yet, so it's not high. But not in the same thing is for Delta, same thing is for Process. Not Gomel, because by Gomel, there is a fee of Gomel to pay even before money, let's say $40, $1,000 something. And Besen never told him he had to pay. So he still had to pay. Even if Gamoli, if Rafishmai is guided at the barrel, some melee, he has to pay. So, but by the forces and by Maltes and even by Knosses. So, the Mardin is Gimrachim. And I'm here, Besen is Gimrachimé, he's not in Machayimis. Someone is Eliyah Gizor. But before Mardin, he's not Chayimis. When is the Chiyuv Mutmeach? Only when Besen is on heaven is Gimadim. But until Besen is Gimadim, he's not Chayimis. And if somebody kills him, he's the same as Seyach, as if he killed Itzadigam. Because he's not Chayimis. So may Mashayim is my nominees. So even there is no Mardin. So the Chiyuv is already complete. Is already complete. So Mele, by nominees, where the Chiyu does not depend upon the Mardi, some Mele, we say that only if the Mardi is involved in choice, Bishikladas, which means that Svore, that they apply it, is Emes. Because even the Eretz Yisrael Chayim, if one Tanit, the Tarfim says that he is higher, some mainly incentives. But we might say we have to act like Habakkuk, not Halachic Habakkuk and Chaveya. Some mainly, but if sincerely it was made, some mainly is high. Mashiachim and Moshes were private Mardin, even if he was in there. He's not higher. So the Mardin has to determine the thing. Some mainly, the Mardin can determine the thing, even if it involves in state, in Vamish, as long as it's not Dovah Shantukim. Boy me rakhir barab in rabich, to b'nei b'nei efes ma'al, b'nei b'nei efes ma'al, what is the thing if you name your state, name your name? So, see, come here. Me and Mama Madrino will hate it. Be sure that it's here. You can leave the new tool that will leave the shed. So, maybe the right wish all the boy will leave the new set. They will use some PRO, or in the agent, or in the in there. Do you know your thing? Do you have that down the ball? Do you see it or hold it? So, it's not. So, it's not a shit of a push. I would need an effort. So, the field. Oh no, the field is a push. It's obvious to everybody. So, the mayor, what does it mean? So, Omalei, Ad Mukdoch Yaki Zil Kitzke, Kaoho Utsot. By the way, they changed the records since the original. Utsway is on Rema. They each have the easy Gishmaitcho. As long as you are bound at Indian, so you have to understand it more thoroughly. 10 way you are hoping to raise the record. I shall not be many. Tom, you shall put him in the Chesia. Five dollars shall put him in the Elahir Chabombe. But you knew that he made an Ephes that we couldn't visualize the case where the Dukim and Ab made it. Omar Abagor, the Ekaman, in Shetosh, made it out. So, in other words, we could visualize, but most of the cases involve a double portion. Mashem came in the Tia. So, there are many situations that involve something that are not the Bapur. The nominees. How can one discuss the Hail? The Mutoshes, how can one discuss the Hakim Lam the Hail? What does it mean? Let's say, you know, the Sanhedrin had Gimu Shura Shah, Talmudim of the Sanhedrin, who said before that it was like, you know, a shimush to sit before the Sanhedrin and say, see how the Sanhedrin how they apply the Torah, how they conduct the tribes. So suppose somebody is slightly from a different heaven, and then the Talmud is not a member of the Sanhedrin as such, so feels his foots that the Sanhedrin is a failure, not realized, so then he can participate in the discussion. In other words, the Sanhedrin cannot say to him, you are only a student, you have no right to mix in. No, his foots, he has the right to mix in. He has the right to mix in. But the chayva or not? The chayva not. But in the moment is, so the Talmidim can participate being his foots, being the chayva. Because in the moment is, there is no difference between foots and chayva. Because the foots of one is the chayva of the other. And the chayva of one is the foots of the other. Let's say, if it's the chayva of the mitra, of the defendant, so it's a source of the plaintiff. If it's a source of the plaintiff, it's a chayv of the defendant, source of the veya. So he's a chayv of the nitra. But so the male and the Talmidim can participate. Then it's who's being with it. So the Momenek hake. So Allah is hake on the Lama. It's who's Vechayva, Tzudachayva. Neime mas, Vakilayim. In other words, that means, what Nefosh is, so, Hakim Lamdin, Tzchus, but Lamam Lechayim. But Tzchus, yes, Nefosh. Hakim, it doesn't say Talmud, it says Hakim. What is happening? Everyone, even the weaknesses themselves, suppose the weaknesses, I mean, are very smart and knowledgeable, and one of the weaknesses can be one of his foots for the needed. So he can also be Milan. That's why the mission got. Hakela play, name must listen to the basic or beauty in the way of all. He can be there of the young nefesh, bring his foots, bring the chayva. So Abonim say that nay, he cannot participate. He cannot participate in the trial, the Masal Matin, the Chayvo, and he cannot participate in his host. But he's got delay mayor. Even his host, they can participate in the Masal Matin, in the discussion. His host, the inner Chayvo. Now, we shouldn't forget that in every trial, whether it's in the Nomines or in the Hoshes, so that Tumyam, my saying Minyan means when they take you both. I don't know how it is. So maybe we have to give out. Or days. So there are two counts. Two levels of evidence. One is in the shackle tab. And one is the mother. Now what is the procedure? What is the procedure in the process? So in the process, the procedure is as follows. Suppose the Sanhedrin is in Kabbalah on Sunday morning. So then right after the Kabbalah Seder, a discussion starts in Masama. And then, after discussing and exchanging news, words, etc. So then, we take a vote. How many say that this kind of vote, somebody was Mechal Shabbos, in a Kibbe way. So, it's in Loch HaShem Tzichalim. Loch HaShem Tzichalim. So they have to discuss on the theoretical level, not in respect to this new, Mr. X, who allegedly was the Chal Shabbos in such a way, but just as a Yoy, they discuss it on the theoretical level, never mind the need or no need. Such a the person is the Chabbos. In Locha Shemitzricha, it's Locha Shemitzricha before, not to be Lahabed as a psilla, but the Shechos HaShemen, Chos HaNeir, this is Locha Shemitzricha before, he is a higher Gonatchan. And they are not discussing it in respect to this person. This person doesn't exist. They are just discussing a show in the Roy, in Israel, and they feel much better. And then they think about once there is in the Shachar Italian, the Masamat, So there is a majority who say that Rashi Tzachem Gufo one is higher by a margin of two. So then the Sanhedrin adjourns and we say, till tomorrow morning, we are not going to discuss that question anymore. In order to give a chance, the one who said that he's higher, maybe because of the night, he'll come to the realization that the aloha should be like Rashi and Rashi Tzachem Gufo is fuck. So then the next morning, so they convene again, and then one member of Sanhedrin asked others, did anybody in the course of the night change his mind? And did they say no? No one changed his mind. So then they proceed to begin a deed. And if there is a rov with a margin of two that he is nidma bina l'nise, so it is. The same procedure is true of the Nemonis, except that whereas in the Nikoshi, they have to adjourn till the next day, they have to agree it. Maybe as a result of the remit, so they will be chazer and they'll find his fruits. So in the Nemonis, once they take a vote on the Masel Matan question, so then they can proceed to take a vote on the Gmardin question. So the mail is this I will But when Mishnah says that Hake is Hake, that Hake and Lambu's horse, it means Talmidim, but they did not. All right. My time of reason of the day, the man, oh, he definitely had a nephew Shlomus. Shlomus is the angel. However, his full same in the Masamat. The Abonu no man is watching, so he now they can hear the news. Why? He doesn't get it, you say. The Abonu and the Amra, the Yisrof Yan and Shemun Diyal, the Dabra Shem Yisrael, the Yidin, the Shem Yidin, the Adin, the Chayza, the Yom Yidin, the Azin, the Medar, the Netzchadra, the Lach, the Yidin, the Chim Shiyidin, the Chur, the Chayza, Umagi. Der Rabbon und Heil muss man ja stehen, nicht nur in der Hand kommen. Die Tani, Omer, nee, die Schlamme, die Schlamme, die Schlamme, die Schlamme, die Schlamme, die Schlamme, nein, die Schlamme, 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 die Schlamme. So, vis-à-vis Talmidim, so in der Rabbon am Heil, that the schools, they can participate. In the Masala, not in the Masala. Now, the Ram mentions two sheets of Shita. In other words, the Shita of the Ram himself, and then the Shita of the Ram, the Shita of the Ram, that we suppose we can participate not only the first verse here, but before the Sanhedrin. Maybe the Sanhedrin will like it, what they say. So then they will adapt the swallow of the Talmud. No, but they can participate and be counted in the medium, in the vote. In other words, suppose without counting the views of the Talmudim, so there is a majority of the Sanhedrin by two margin of two, that is high. But if you count the views of the Talmudim, who are not members of the Sanhedrin, then there is a majority in his force, so the Allah is yet to agree. They have become the medium. There's the Shita of the Ramah, there's the Shita of the Ram, and there's the Shita of the Ramah. In Masel Matin, they are counted in Anu. Now, but then the Ram mentions Shita's Rishayim and Wahid. And they say, how can we be counted? They're not members of heaven. Nothing is smoking. So how can we be considered the Yonim in his hood? So the Rambam, the Ramah, and the Ram say, there's the Aloha, in his hood, they are the Yonim. We cannot be the only the chaybah, but we schools anybody who knows what he's talking about, who has known this, who is around me, so can participate and be counted among the only. But there's not a shema kept for it. So what does it mean? How can one of the souls bring on the chayla? In other words, each one of the family, he happens to be the biggest god, the biggest demon. And he says that he has a right over from a certain immoral, from a certain sin, that he is high. So then the Allah is the Samaritan problem, keep quiet. You cannot even say it or else. You are only telling me, you're not a member, you have to keep quiet. You have? All right, keep it for yourself. Why did the Allah publish a Sefer? But don't say it now. Don't say it now. So, but it's close. So then the Samaritan cannot say, well, he's a youngster, he cannot participate. They have to listen. And then they have to decide whether they are going to adopt the scholar of the Talmud and reverse their own original view or not. But they cannot be counted. But most Shem hold that we suppose they can be counted. All right, we will.
Shiva Zayin and Sanhedrin. By the Rosh Hashiva, Chof Hei Adar Beis Hei Tov Shemem, Dalad, March
29th, 1984, on Thursday. Bailey school benefit. Hacky Lakhari, the fancy Korean can be the one with schools of hate. Bailey must listen that the AC birthday, the way of honor, the candy, the Yaho the Anubi Nefesh, Bailey schools benefit. So a maid cannot participate in the discussion. Whether a hate or resource, at least a good in the schools, the name of the hate. And here the Mishnah says that by the Foshes, the Hakim Lamdi Nolot Schut, so that's not in accordance with the view of the Avorah, because the Avorah, so even in the Schut, he cannot participate. Omar Apot, the Akhmet Talmide, the Dureha, when the Mishnah says Hakim Lamdi Nolot Schut, so it is referenced not to Eidi, Eidi cannot participate. But only we do have. Now I mentioned last time that there are two shittas. The Ram mentions the shittas of Hashemi in respect to Talmudim, that it doesn't mean that he's counted in the union of the Masal Mat. The Masal Mat. Suppose, let's say, without the Talmudim, so then there is no Rav Rishus. But if you count it on me, so the reader, they keep the balance, so the reader all discuss. So the Ram mentions the Shittim or the Kennedy count. So what does it mean? The Ram discuss one for Chivo, he cannot say it. And Savedno will tell him, he has to keep quiet. He cannot say it. So he has his floor and the ground to show that how to deem he should be declared, he should be acquitted. So then Sanhedrin says, go ahead, say whatever you have in your mind. So he says, and then the Sanhedrin like his floor, so then the Sanhedrin will be chayte from what they said, I mean those Sanhedrin who voted originally in the discussion, the Master of Matthew, the Chayro, so, you know, but he himself, he cannot vote, cannot participate. That's one shit. Then the Ram himself says no, that Talmidi means even though he's not a Samuk, that's what Talmidi means. Because if he's a Samuk, so then he's not called Talmidi. So according to the Ram, so Talmidi, he can even participate in the discussion, and be counted in the minyan. So suppose it's, let's say, it's Dalai Finley Zakai. And daraufhin sagt er, and daraufhin noch heil. But really the Talmudim, there is the Vedis who say Zaka. So then he's acquitted. Then he's acquitted. Or suppose, let's say, there is just a hold of one. The Vedis say Chayev. The Vedis say that he's Potter. And then 11 say that he's higher. So margin of two, I suppose the Talmud, so then there is a chance. It's only when the Talmud in Zaka, the Talmud in higher, and then the Talmud says Zaka, so then it comes to it. They can participate. But the Ram himself says that there is a basic distinction between the inner ischus by Talmud and the inner ischus by name. Even according to Rabbi Yisi by Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda says, inner ischus, so, but inner ischus in respect to me only means that he can say it's not Mishaskenesi, and in Sanhedrin approve of it, so then they acquit it. But suppose he's in his house and the Sanhedrin reject his lore, his lomdes, so then he cannot be wrong. Only Talmidim can be wrong. But, and they not, even according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that he's in his house, of course, according to Rabbanon, so he's in it. He cannot participate at all. It's Mishaskenes. It's Mishaskenes. Now, then the Ram mentions something else. So, now there is the next period, there is a halacha, the new Latzman, the one who is accused of the Maisavir, who is charged with the Maisavir for missing. Suppose he says, Yesh Lamer Sos, he has to be belonging to the new. And he says, Yesh Lamer Asmisos. So then the halacha is that he speaks before the Sanhedrin and he expresses his opinion. So the Ram says, in respect to the Nidin Be'atzmei, so there the Reina Mishkos is only to mention his opinion. But it's contingent upon the judgment of the Sanhedrin. In other words, they are the final arbiters. He cannot vote. Now, then he mentions the Shita Saramba. The Shita Saramba means that in the Maser Matin, he can vote not only Talmud, even the Nidin himself. That means this man that he wrote in Yesh Mamed Vivov Shemele in Yered Mishom Leila in Yesh Mamed Vivov in Yered Mishom Kalayim Kole after Omar Amin Atzman Yesh Lelamed Atzman Schus Shemele Ve'ela Leminye Ve'hush Yeman Vivov something else, let's say if he just talks nonsense, so naturally it's not counted, but if he says something reasonable. But the Sanhedrin don't agree with it, but it's something reasonable. So then he's come to the mirror. Now who will decide whether he says something reasonable, except that he's not right, or he just talks nonsense? Naturally the Sanhedrin will decide that. But once the Sanhedrin will decide that he's not mufke, what he says makes sense, but they don't agree with it. They don't agree with it. So then he can even vote, he's counted in the meeting. But the Ram is correct. So in other words, so you have three Shitas HaRishonim. One Shitas HaRishonim, that the Ram mentions, that even these are three Talmidim. So they cannot bekannt hat, in den Minyan, they can only express their opinion with us. The Chayyim are not even allowed to express their opinion. And if the Sanhedrin agree, fine. If they don't agree, so he cannot vote against them. He cannot against them. That's what and the Ram says, no, vis-à-vis Talmidim, so he can even be counted in the Minyan. But vis-à-vis the Nidin himself, so when the Gemara says in the next day that he also participates, so his participation consists only, he can express himself, but the final arbiter, Abba Sanhedrin. But Shiva Rambam is that even vis-à-vis the Nidin. So not only can he express himself, he can vote. As long as Sanhedrin concede that it makes sense, but they don't agree with it. Many of the Sanhedrin don't agree with it. So he's counted in a common ground. A common ground. All right. Now the Miri. Discusses something that the Ram also discusses. Echom et halmidim sheziko umeis reine seiku mizakim ki. That's a prize. The apple pisha bishaz mardin or yochel azeir, because that's the aloche. Bishaz mardin you could be azeir. Yikomokim hoyo gilei choza reine seiku umeis ki. Yikomokim moma yesh olami of schus umeis kidim shi. Kidim she lamed the gala hatam, ain't it good? So the Ram said the same thing. But the Ram mentions the Shiva Sarashayim that if you tell me, said Yeshu lamed of Sus, and then, let's say, he came very sick, or he died, and he had no opportunity to explain how the reason for that Sus, so then we have to anticipate the possibility. Had he been living, had he been well, maybe he would have mentioned a time that makes sense. We don't know, maybe it wouldn't even make sense. Or maybe it would make sense. So maybe we always have to count, to consider, and see if he had mentioned the time, and the time, and the Sanhedrin had considered that the time makes sense. So in other words, he will be counted with hopes. The Ram is fair. And the Miri is also fair from the Chief. They say that this halacha that is mentioned, Echon Talmidim Sheziko Meis, Reini Siku, Zakim Kemei, so it only is reference to the case where the Talmid said his fruits and then he mentioned the whole longest list. And the Sanhedrin said that it makes good sense, but many of them have a different view. So then he died, so we consider as if he was living and maintaining the same sheet. But suppose he just said the Yeshu Lamed of Sus and he didn't have an opportunity to explain the Sus in the town, so then it's new and void. There's the sheet there on the ground and the middle. Now, my time with the Rabbi Yisi Barab Yudek, Doma Koi Dach Bilang Di Nefesh Lomus. Lomus Di Nehine. Abo Mishusen, Di Rabbonu Lomar Yish Lokish, Mishun Di Merze, Ki Nigi Abi Yidus. How did Rashi say it? Last time, I watched it through, Rashi. But let's see how did Rashi say it? Di Rabbonu Di Amra Ki Mishus Liyan, why not? After all, relative to the Talmud, so Zinu Mishus. So why should it may be different than the Talmud? Because we should not be a big one. She is hard to be. We do she may not be a big one. The young is a big one. The Zimu. Who met on the matter matter. The Acha to the Dibu. The Chibu she hiki. So it's like Mitzrayim negeya. So Rosh means now that you negeya. You know, usually when the Gemara uses the expression Malzeh, it means it's not really that. So many Rabbah, Malzeh Kim Lashon. You know what I mean? Malzeh Kim Lashon. So many Rabbah, the name of Maris Island. But sometimes we find in the Gemara the expression Malzeh, and it means Mamish Negea. You see, here, now, I think in Mabir, the Kira Sefer, he says, that the Pshati Yahweh means it's only Rabbah. Because me, the Rai say, the Rabbah now made it, that the name is Susan. Why should he be distinguished from the Talmud? If he says something that makes good sense, so what do we care that he's a name? But with the Rabbah, Hachomim on Misake, no, because now, but all the other Rishonim, from all the other Rishonim, it appears that is the rice, even though the Roshni is Malzeh, but there are a few cases in the Gemara where the Gemara uses the Roshni Malzeh. As a matter of fact, I saw that Reb Reuven Margolius, he was a big yabba. I don't know why. He was identified with the Mizrahi, because in order to go to why the Mizrahi did not Me'eskim Shailas. He was a big one. He was talking to Shas Bablo Yerushalm Balpe. And Kabbalah also. He was one of the biggest kin 40 years ago. So he mentions there are just a few examples in the Gemara where the Gemara mentions Merzeh and it means the Reis Amanus, not just Merzeh. Mitzvah for the pays. Merzeh Mekatois. And it means Mekatois Mamish. And then in Shabbos Dafka. In the Mitzvah, Tzadik Beis. And in Shabbos Kul Beis. Merzeh, it means the Reis Mamish. But usually, whenever the Gemara uses the expression Merzeh, it means it's the Rabban. Merzeh in Vashon. Merzeh is Melach. But here, so except for the Mabit, here it also means Mamesh Miraisek. So how does Rashi explain what's the Psuda Isaac? What's the Psuda Isaac? So after all, the Gemara doesn't mention that Rabbanon deduce it from a posse. So if there is no posse, so it should be an obvious question for me, what difference it makes, whether a neighbor or a family. The question is whether it's a woman or not a woman, not whether it's a neighbor or a family. So, Rashi explains that there is vis-a-vis a maid, there is always a chosh b'mishak. And that's why it says, Merzeh. Why not Negea? Because this is to be distinguished from the general case of Negea. What is the general case of Negea? When we know, when it's established, this is a result of the Eides or the Psak Din, so a certain advantage will accrue to the Eved or to the Dad. We know, let's say, Deiria, Morin Chaksabai, Neiria Shemigna, Svatir Shalahem, and then there's a Torah between one person who is accused of stealing the Torah and the Neiria. So the halacha is that the Neiria cannot serve the Eved, any resident of the city cannot serve as Eidim, and cannot serve as Ionim. You have to resort to a testimony by a resident of another town, because anyone who is a resident in the town, now this is a Torah, is accommodates every resident of the town. He is Kersatoma, so yes, sir, they shoot at me. So maybe it's rather negate. But here the more you wash Nazar negate. Why Nazar but is I say then sir is it's unlike the regular case of negate. Like the Shalina Sivatir Shalahem is Tidin, the Idim Shal Niyahas or the Yonish Ahas, because there it's beyond any doubt that certain psak will accrue to the benefit of the Benoira. Let's say, suppose the psak din will be that those who are accused of stealing the Torah, they have to return the Torah. So naturally, every resident of the town will benefit from it. So it's not his topic, maybe. But here, it's only a possibility. It's only a possibility. In other words, so the Gemara calls it Melzik Negeah. In other words, it's a Choshev Mishat. It's not the Psu of Negeah, but it's the Choshev of Mishat. As a matter of fact, there is a Machlekes. In Basra, there is a machlekes l'sheni. There is a machlekes l'sheni. What is the psu of negiah by it? Like very here, shemigas v'teir shalem. So there is a machlekes l'sheni. Some l'sheni say it's not that it's choshev mishat. If he has a negiah, so mele we are afraid maybe he will be negiah shalem because he has a negiah. And some l'sheni, the Ravid says not the Ravid on Bali. They say that it's not because of Shoshim Shabbat. Why should we be a Hesheti Jew? I mean, after all, every Jew has a Hesheti Kashas. So we should be a Hesheti Jew who did not do any Avera as a Roshe, that made him a Roshe. He might be a big tzaddik. So we should be a Hesheti him that because of his small year, in a few pennies, it doesn't make any difference, a few pennies or a few million dollars. So he will testify falsely, but Ravid Ramban say no, not special mishakya. It's a psuagu, because if he's in a geya, he becomes a baldo. A baldo, somebody cannot testify against himself. He cannot. Why? Because of special mishakya. Why should he? But if he testifies against himself, why should we say a shoshe, the mishakya? Because he's a baldo. So here, even though he's not a baldo, but when he testifies for his benefit, so then he becomes one. If he testifies not for his benefit, he's not a Balgam. But if he testifies for his benefit, so he's a Balgam. Now, so the expression Merzik Negeah is very good according to the Rishonim who say that Negeah is not does not involve the Psur of Balgam, but Shoshim Mishakir. So here too, the Gemara uses, he's analogous. Melzer means he's analogous to Negei. Just as Negei is possible. Why is Negei possible? Rodman and Lohoy. Because of the Shoshen Mishakeh, because it's very likely that he will testify falsely in order to accommodate himself with more money. He'll have his Torah that he'll be able to use. So here too, there is a Shoshen Mishakeh. Why the Shoshen Mishakeh? So he says, Rabbon Damra Apu Yisrus Liyana Mishu Negeo Bidol Shem Yisharo Be Yidei Shemo Yidma Adir Chivo Biyopi Zeidim Lazimon Umeda Limot Zahadrebu Lachat Yidivo Techidim Shehidi Shur Benechei Zoma. So in other words, it's likely, we don't know that this is all, but it's likely, in other words, that the reason is why this aid insists upon mentioning his proof for the needle. After all, he testified against it. So it's likely that the motive is to protect himself because he really wants to be a chaser from this. But there is a law, he's afraid lest the one against whom the judgment will be rendered. So the one who will be sentenced, so then he'll bring Aiden to be mazik. So in order to preclude that possibility that the Nigri we bring Eidim who be mazim. So because of that, he wants to save himself by being lamidos. But that's only a possibility. It's not a bad idea, so. So it is like, you know, when a certain crime is committed and there is no clue who committed the crime. So you find that detectives will suspect that someone who had an insurance on the life of the killed person, maybe he did it. Does it mean that he did it just because he had a very good reason to do it? But since he had a very good reason, so there is already a choshet. So that's why the Gemara uses the expression merzekinigir. Mashinkin, according to the Ramban, that the gear is not possible because of choshet misha. So by the gear, we do not say a choshet misha. We are not thinking to Jew because of the gear. In moment, he should be in a Russian. But he becomes a Moldova. A Moldova. So why? But here it's definitely because of Shoshin Mishakir, not because he's a Baldur, not because he's a Baldur. So why does the Gemara use the Russian of Melzik in there? Unless we say like the Mabit, it's only Rabbro, but all the other Rishonim do not agree with the Mabit. So that's different. According to Ramban, that the Gemara Mamesh is possible because of Baldomo, not because of Shemisha. And here it means Shemisha. So why does the Gemara use the expression as Nigeya? Alright. The Rabbonon of Marish Lokim, Shemelik, Nigeya, Bidus. Now, there is. Again, here there is also Machlik Eshashem. Now, how about the Nimonides? How about the Nimonides? According to the Rabbonon, that the Neid cannot be lamed even his holes and foshes because Melzi can be lamed his holes in the Nimonides. So the Rambam Shiti is Now the Miri mentioned the Shiva Sahamba and the Miri is Hilkaram. And he says, here it's because we say there is a Shoshan Mishake and also in Gaya, because maybe he's trying to move schools because he wants to protect himself. He wants to preclude a judgment against a certain verse, because if he doesn't, so if that judgment is not precluded, so then Eidim will be produced and will be massive, his Eidim. So then they will be penalized. So the same thing applies to the Mormonists as well. That's the merely standing against the Ram. So he says, the Achash of Dele Akost, the merely says that Aviv Shite is also like that, not like Ram. That coming to Rabbanu for Israel and Judea. So a neid cannot be even discussed even the Romans. Why? Because the Rif's derech is not to mention halachas that are not neighbors. The Rambam mentions all halachas. But the Rif's approach is to mention only halachas that are relevant today that halacha is a tamar following today only in the Mashiach, the reformers, gentlemen, even a Mishnah that is not following today, the Rif will omit it. He only mentions, like Shabbat, the two Ashkenazim, he only mentioned the touching, but only dealing with Aleichem Hazeh. So maybe if the Rif had been like Rama, that this halacha of Inein and Ben Yisus Ben Lechayim, so applies in the minimum, it applies only to the Poshes, as the Rambam, not in the moment as the Poshes are not following today, so you shouldn't even mention. The fact that the Rif mentioned indicates that the Achash Dila Apostle, he viewed the Mosebel as here, Yeren Kavinosom, Shah Bin Momenes Ishmiro, Shah Reim, Nidal Komunit, the Kilkas and Mushir. The homework in the day, I'm having a crossroad. She will nominate a serene one in the school of faith. Ella, she will mean the Marion, the Tamina style. But me, Tamo, is a Ramo. Tari, the more Ramo behaving, she will never get a year the Edis. The Tam is out in the moment as well. Oh, so the nearly explains it, even though he doesn't believe the Ramba, but he explains it to the nearly with Atom, שמביאס אינס המסקרס בסוגי זו פירושי מחמס אינס נובס מסר הקרים וזה שם הבוגר לגנגי בידס ונגיע ממס מפני שערי עכשיו נראה אני שמיים מתחניס לזכות דרך מה זה מה in other words he has a very psychological motive a very strong psychological motive to be one of the schools because if he will not he's afraid that the family all the meaning of the Russians. So he the brothers and the relatives, the close relatives of the meeting. So they will try to meet out retribution, revenge against him. So that's only Shariah and the Russians. But the moment is not so important to debate money. In other words, this is how the Miri explains the Shiva's Rabbah. Wir haben einen Heilung aus meiner Haschele, mit Minoi Bergen mit Almini, für die Tant. Oma Rechot Minoi, in jenischen Lande aus Russ, in Neinischen Schimmelei, kam mit Leinbar in Bergen mit Almini, nein, nach dem Almini, schon mal jenischen Lande mit Chivo, in Neinischen Schimmelei, kam mit Leinbar, Echot mit Jane, die Nefesh, Echot mit Jane, die Nefesh Lopes. Die mir Porsches am Lande zu Russ, in Minoi mit Chivo, Oma Rechot, schon um mich als Maschumai, aber ich meine, nur die, in the language of Schuss, Chesel and Lamed Chay. Chesel and Lamed Chay. Meis, we moch as mashkin and boi, am zaki umir ani am zaki. Am zaki ani mubkin. Am chay reine. Ani am chay. Um chay ani mubkin. So when he poshes, once they took a bow, let's say on Sunday, the Maslomat, the Chayvo, they're not allowed to proceed with the Maslomat. But they have to adjourn, and then the next morning, after they slept over that, They meet again, and again they start a discussion the second time, and if the second time, the next morning, when they start a discussion, so there is a halt, the chayvah, then they proceed with the gmadi. So, umochas mashkirin, boy, I'm dachim anam zashim, lakam im keim, am chayim anim chayim, lakam im keim, halam itchim, lakam itchus, aval lakam itchus, in yoch ilaze, lakam itchayvah, des limochos so de machs des jung mit des wapres de madi we hol limochos madi and still hamlami schools in yochar on table so the voice is utamecho in mochos maso matin leke because the procedure was there was one vote let's say on Sunday the first time when we discussed it. There was a vote of four of the chesed of Chayma, and then they adjourn. The next morning, the Rish Sanhedrin also says, let's have a discussion. He must have not. So then, if again there is a meaning, a rov, the Chayma, so then they proceed to the Gmadin. But before they proceed to the Gmadin, they have to have a Masamat. So melee that So that has reference to the Well, the Kodesh has Rashi. Tosh. Now let's see Rashi. Tosh, Adon and Eilu can't do this in Rashi. Tosh, Adon and Eilu can't do this. Actually, we're asking a hard one to hear on the Zach. Be me say, raise the name Yifre, if in the Maldin, so the one was in Maldin originally supposed to be Maldin Trevor. So, let's say, in Beznagot, like this, in the Bezn lower than Beznagot, so suppose there is a tie, or there is just one vote, Lishus, and by the process it's not enough. I mean, Lechevo, just one vote, Lechevo. There has to be a margin of two. There has to be a margin of two. So, what do they do? What do they do? So then they have to make. Suppose at the original discussion there is a tie, or there is just a bare majority by a margin of one, the chayyim. That's not enough. So what do they do? So the Mishnah, the next period, says that they have to make it each night. So that's the aloha of the basic question. But once you have already an aloha, you can only make it. So what do you do? Suppose you have 71 and suppose there is 36 on the chayim and 35 on the zakim. So just the margin of one. What do they do? You can only make it. So the answer is, so the Sanhedrin is told by whom they told that he was the son by Rabbi Mok, who is not a member of the Sanhedrin. So he says, well, I mean, that's the thing, nobody has told them. I mean, the more is telling it to them. So they are told that there's not only told. What do you mean you can't come to Achor? Keep on discussing. Keep on discussing the Dabrin until one will prevail upon the others. So the Loshen is the name of the name of Achir Echad Nachayim in Dibur HaMizach. In fact, when you say, but if you say in Maldin, you can even, in Maldin, so the one who was originally in Lamed Schus, can be Lamed Chaybo, Reis in Lamed Yifre, Achir Echad Nachayim in Dibur HaMizach, and there will be, as a result of that, there will be a margin of two. So the Gemara says, Tanya Aspus from Havya, Achega Rikamah. So let's see what Rashi says. Tanya Aspus and Nichol Ladur, who missed them, Shmish the Mali, Boadina Mif. Nobody missed them, Shmish the Mali, Boadina Mif. He doesn't want to use that expression. That Dalok has what's wrong. He says, it's not a terrible expression. It's not the Hasim Sholem, an expression that is in this. I mean, that Dalok. So what is the pshat? Tame as kusen yichal ladur who missed them to miss them all. The ho adin nami. Now, what did nami? But now the question is, now there is a halacha that no one can be needed, can be sentenced to miss it, to the foshes. With the margin of one, only with the margin of one. Now, this, however, does it apply only to the Gmardin? In other words, the Gmardin of the person. So it requires a margin of two. But as far as the Masumatin is concerned, maybe there is no aloha that it requires a margin of two. Let's say, even the Masumatin, so they decide by a margin of one, the Chaybor, just in Masamatna, they can proceed to the Gmardin. And then, if it happens that in the Gmardin, so there is a margin of two, so then it gets missing. If there is only a margin of one, so he doesn't get missing. Or, just as there is a Zerasakos in the Gmardin, there has to be a rope, not a bare majority, but a rope with the margin of two, that's called the Ruben Minka. You know, six out of a million of ten who hasn't done it yet, is called in the whole Buddha religion, but generally is called religion. So maybe the Buddha Nidya is required in the Masumata. Now, so from this Rashi, it's Mashma, that it doesn't require, this Masumata itself doesn't require a Achoyim Nidya. So in other words, as soon as there is a word in the Masumatan, L'chivo, so they are entitled to proceed to the Gmavim. So, Gmavim. But, in the Gmavim itself, we require a margin of time. Because if Rashi would hold that this aloche of a margin of two is required in the Masumatan itself, so why should Rashi say Mishum Mishneh Maaleh? It's not the question of Mishneh Maaleh. Eino Kanam the Gemara is saying Tana Aschuscha Me'Ada Achim Eloicha Me'Ada, because why should he mention Achiyire Echod Min Amzakim Vorov Shal Echod Min Achayim? Because suppose in the Masumatan, so he cannot defend it. So if in the original Masumatan, the day before on Sunday, so there was a vote of 36 against 35, so it cannot be the second Master Martin, the next morning, there cannot be any difference. There cannot be, you know, a 37 against 34. It cannot, because in the Master Martin, the second day, he cannot defeat. So the Mele, on a practical level, the important thing is the only way that they should come to a decision is by the Mizakim influencing, convincing, the Mechayvim that they are right. Why does Rashi have to say, Mishum Mishneh Maaleh? So it's Mashma that Rashi Shikhen Mesed Tfilis. From that of the shaming, it's much, but not like Rashi. It's not a question of using a nice expression. I mean, in other words, not to use an expression that implies, you know, chivo to the person. Well, there's a deal. So what's wrong with using that expression? So, but because on a practical level, the only way to come to a conclusion is by originally, in the Masalmati, the Mizakim convincing the Mechayim that they are some of the Mechayim, that they are. Because it could be any other way. Because if they were not convinced, the Mechayim, how could the Mizakim change their opinion? Madin, they can change their opinion, but first you have to have a decision in the second Masalmati the next day. So why does Rashi say, because of Milzem Aryeh, so it appears from this Rashi, and it's a very big finish, that this is a sakosu, that Mifoshes requires a margin of two, a Hubli Nikya is a requirement only in Gmavim. But in Masumatan, any of, even if it doesn't have a margin,